I have Paul Freeney, and he's a freelance photographer. Hello, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, all?
It's not been too long since I've seen you, is it?
No, it's not too long.
Okay, I just want to ask you, I mean, we're going to talk about some of the walks coming up, but tell us about some of the things that you've done over. You've had a great year, and you've been in here as well telling us about them. Give us an idea of some of the things you've been doing.
Well, I suppose the highlight of the year up to now was back in March, we did a great walk, Kilrodery House, which is in Bray. In the morning, we got the house opened, or the gardens opened, especially for us. Mm-hmm. And then we had lunch, and then we all went up Bray Head for the afternoon. And we had people sunburned on us, believe it or not, back in March. We haven't had that weather since, you know.
Yeah. It's a lovely, Bray, I was actually only out there a couple of weeks ago. It's beautiful out there when you get the weather, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everywhere
yeah.
it is, I suppose.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And we went up Bray Head the easy way. The Dublin people traditionally go up from the seafront, you know, which is it's a hard old trek. But if you go from the Kilrodery House side, it's much easier.
Have you had any novices on the walks like that would say, God, I have to do this more often, this is great?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I think every walk I do, I get new people who have never gone out specifically to take photographs before. And some of them are people who just got a new present of a little point-and-shoot camera, and some people even bring a camera phone. And I think they get equal enjoyment as the people with the big torpedo lenses, you know.
Yeah. What is that? I'm just reading that now. Yeah, torpedo. I know you shoot them in a different way. So what is it?
Oh, it's basically just a big, huge lens that costs €10,000 and
really?
Gives you a small advantage over the person with the point-and-shoot, you know.
Oh, yeah. Does it mean, though, that you can take photographs further away, like a telescope?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And are you doing any sort of wildlife stuff? I remember when you first met you, you were doing all that up in the...
I'm doing a little bit. A little bit. In fact, we're going to talk now in a minute about Botanic Gardens. I was amazed there. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I was amazed at the amount of wildlife in there. People feeding squirrels from their hand, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah, and what about some of the oblique stuff that you did with the buildings and the...
Yeah, well...
They were great.
They're great, but I think it's an acquired taste, you know.
Okay. Was that just sort of a novelty, something you wanted to try?
It was certainly a novelty, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, the 16th of September, that's this Sunday, you're going to do a special walk and I'll let you tell me all about it.
Well, it's... As you say, this Sunday, we're going to visit the Glasnevin Cemetery and the Botanic Gardens.
Okay, well, twice, before you tell me what it's about, I'm going to ask you for all the details of people to get in touch, and then we do it again at the end. So give people time to write it down. So if people are interested in what we're going to talk about when we're finished, what should they do?
Arrive at Glasnevin Cemetery at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
In the main gate, big group of photographers, that'll be us.
Okay. Now tell us what you're going to do on that day.
We're going to take a small walk around the cemetery. I'll point out a number of notable graves. So it's not an actual tour as such, but more an opportunity for people to take photographs. And just out of interest, I'll point out some graves. We'll do that for a couple of hours. We'll have lunch, and then we're going to walk around to the Botanic Gardens. Both Glasnevin and Botanic Gardens, some people don't actually know, they're actually back to back. There's only a wall dividing the two, you know.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody in the Glasnevin, I think the year before last, and they were considering having an opening there so you can go from one to the other, actually. So, so it hasn't happened yet, obviously.
It hasn't happened. It's not that much of an engagement. It's like a less than a 10-minute walk to go from one to the other anyway,
But that's one of my favourite places too, the Botanic Gardens. They're doing some great work in there. They've changed a lot of things.
They certainly have,
and made it more family friendly as well.
Yeah, and they have a sculpture exhibition throughout the Botanic Gardens on at the moment. It'll be still on Sunday, which is worth seeing too.
And how long will the tour, well, it's not a tour, the photography last for the whole day? How long are you going to be there?
The whole day, I suppose. We'll probably finish up around 3:30, 4:00.
Okay, sounds like a nice day all the same.
Yeah, and the forecast isn't bad, actually.
And I think when people who haven't been to some of the places before, I mean, the Botanic Gardens, I recommend it any time, but people will be surprised, both of what, I mean, you mentioned the wildlife there yourself, as well as the plants and all that in the Glasnevin Cemetery. People will be very surprised by what they see when they go there.
Absolutely.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Won't they?
Yes. Yeah, they're just... Glasnevin has some beautiful, you know, monuments. They're absolutely stunning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so, it covers such a huge area. You know, we probably won't be going down the more modern end. We'll stay up
the older
in the older part, you know. In fact, there are 1.6 million people buried in Glasnevin, which is more than the population of Dublin now.
Okay.
Which is a bit scary.
It is, yeah. I'm just trying to absorb that information to see what it means. But it is a bit scary, all right. You're wondering. And that's a short space. Okay. Did you do a bit of reconnaissance and you have it all figured out which way you're going to go?
Yeah, I went there 2 weeks ago with the day Dublin were playing Mayo, is that right? beautiful sunshine. And I spent a few hours walking around and got totally absorbed, but
I have the route and the itinerary
and the thing is with the photo walks that they're very relaxed and there's no pressure on anybody and
mm-hmm.
it's gentle exercise as well, you know.
Okay, and like people can do as they will. I mean, they can bring cameras, don't bring cameras, bring a fancy camera, bring a phone camera,
that's
whatever
exactly
they want.
It, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you just have to arrive there at 10 o'clock on this Sunday morning, the 16th of September. And obviously everybody knows you. Do you have to wear a pink flower in your coat?
No, you don't need to wear anything at all.
Okay, you just see particular. all the cameras. No, I mean for you, for them to know you when you get there.
Oh, they
just watch out for the cameras.
I'll be the one that's doing the talking.
Okay. Listen, Paul, always a pleasure to talk to you.
And you.
I'll probably have you because you have some nice things coming up before Christmas as well.
I have indeed, yeah.
And then in the new year. So I'll have you in the studio again. Listen, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Noel.
And that's Paul Freeney, photographer, and that walk is on Sunday in Glasnevin and the Botanic Gardens. Just meet Paul at 10 o'clock in Glasnevin and just go on from there. Probably last 5 or 6 hours, but sounds like it's going to be a great day. And he's leaving it optional. You bring the camera, you don't bring the camera. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.